Today FM's Last Word on Business with Capital Flow, providing HP and leasing under the COVID-19 Credit Guarantee Scheme. This government scheme is operated by SBCI. See sbci.gov.ie for more.
Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post, is with us. The last time I heard Michael O'Leary given out about things, he included a statement that he wouldn't agree with vaccine passports for people getting on Ryanair flights. But it looks very interestingly as if the airlines in general are now moving on board with the idea.
Yeah, good evening, Matt. And quite a lot of the big airlines around the world are trialling this, effectively what is a COVID-19 vaccination passport. The International Air Travel Association, which represents all the major airlines around the world, and I think it represents Ryanair as well, are developing an app which will effectively verify whether you've had a COVID-19 test or more likely a vaccine. And what they are doing is you'll be able to download this app, and that will effectively hook up with health service apps around the world to show that you've had your COVID-19 PCR test and you're cleared to fly, or whether you are verified that you've had your vaccination. Now, they've been trialing this for a number of months now on the testing side of it with Singapore Airlines as to whether you've had your pre-departure PCR test. But a number of airlines, including Etihad, Qatar, Emirates and Air New Zealand, are all trialing this app and will be trialing it not just for the testing but also for the vaccination passport, which will effectively come be. And you know, you wonder, Matt, whether it will be needed for short haul flights. We are, as we heard from Taoiseach there, we're still heading towards that vaccination here in Europe. It's going to be taking some time, but you would imagine at the end of it all, if we want to fly around Europe short haul or even long haul, you're going to have to be able to demonstrate that you have had your test or the vaccination. You know, we've heard from Qantas Airlines, Alan Joyce, I think he was the first person to raise this late last year, that they wouldn't be allowing passengers on an airline without a flight. I've seen it from Etihad or Emirates in the last number of days that all of their actual cabin crew and flight staff have actually been vaccinated and therefore they were safe to fly. So this will become a reality. We heard it from Boris Johnson even yesterday, and he is somebody that set out in recent weeks that he was not in favour of a COVID-19 vaccination passport. Well, they're now reviewing whether you will need it to travel internationally as well. So it looks like it will be on the way. It will be on the way. They are trialing and they say they're only a few weeks away from rolling it out to airlines.
Actually, a couple of messages into the programme after Micheál Martin's speech saying that he hadn't mentioned anything about closing the airports or ferries to non-essential passenger travel. And now another story of interest. The ESRI has made an assessment of house prices and say that house prices would be higher if it weren't for what?
If it wasn't for the central bank mortgage rules, which have been heavily criticised from individuals and from the political system in the last number of years. So these rules were introduced by the former governor, Patrick O'Hanlon, back in 2014. And it means that if you're a first-time buyer, you're going to need to save up a deposit of 10% and that you can't borrow more than 3.5 times your combined income. Now, the rules have been heavily criticised, Matt, because there are many people out there who will say that affordability is an issue, that house prices have risen so much in the last number of years, that rents are so expensive that it's impossible to save a deposit. And it's also because incomes have not kept pace with house price increases that it's impossible to afford a home. Now, what the ESRI are saying, that if you look at these central bank rules, they've had a direct correlation with house prices. So they are saying that, look, if credit rose by around 1%, extra credit rose by 1%, house prices would have risen by 1.1%. And that if it weren't for these rules, house prices right now in 2020 would have been 9% higher than they currently are. So while they are being criticised, what the ESRI are saying is if it wasn't for these rules, because of the restraints on supply, that we know that there are fewer houses being built than we need, if people were allowed to just go and borrow willy-nilly and borrow as much as they wanted, well, house prices would exceed where they are right now. And I do think, Matt, it is a very valid argument. I've made this point going back all the way to when Patrick Honan at the central bank devised these rules, that because people in Ireland just want to get on the housing ladder, regardless of the cost, if we had a wall of money being thrown at people out there with no restraints whatsoever, because of the limited number of supply, because there are only few homes being built onto the market for people to get jet, prices would have just ramped up. And we know this. It wouldn't just be first-time buyers. It would be in the second-hand market as well. There would be people looking to trade up. They'd have a bit of money in their pocket, and they'd be able to outbid people. And that would force many people out there to borrow even more just to chase those homes. So while these rules have been criticised, and politicians have been critical of them as well, they probably have been the right thing to do for the Irish property market. And the ESRI research showing that, you know, prices would have been even higher than they are now is probably the right thing, that we are actually constrained from making, having another economic crash based on house prices getting out of control.
Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post, thank you very much for being with us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Capital Flow, providing HP and leasing under the COVID-19 Credit Guarantee Scheme. This government scheme is operated by SBCI. See sbci.gov.ie for more.